Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2/1/23. It is the first day of February 2023. Welcome to the program tonight, folks. Don't forget it, tomorrow being Thursday, I will try being off all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Crystal will not be here, of course. I'll tell you about her daddy in just a minute. But Shannon will be here to try to help all she can. Now, she and I together don't know everything about this, about running this office. But Crystal does that. That's all in her head. But we'll do our best. So if you want to call tomorrow and ask any questions, place an order for the seminars. I've decided to continue a little while longer. People are starting to take interest in them now, and I'm glad they are. They're two fantastic seminars, folks. The only two we have left copies of, and that's Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance, and American Zombie Nation, a mind-controlled people. So all these things we offer, folks, with powerful speakers, some that you'll never hear from again live. They're going. Both of them are $10, like I said, and that covers shipping. If you want another set, it's $5 a set after that. So get all you want. We got plenty of them right now. I'd like for you to have them. Pass them on to your children. Give them away. Watch them yourself. I don't care. Make copies of them. Just do whatever you want to with them, because information is more relevant today than it was when this was made 15 years ago. I can't believe I'm saying that, but 12, 15 years ago when these seminars were made. It's much more relevant today than it was then. So much more relevant. But if you want to set two or three sets, 10 sets, call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll be here to take your orders and any way we can help you with anything. I don't care whether it's with toothpaste, mouthwash, straws, heart drops, or the Cartervite, whatever it is, you call tomorrow. We'll be here to answer your questions, hopefully. And now it's an update on Crystal's daddy, Johnny. He did have surgery. They're pretty sure it was melanoma in a tumor in the brain. They weren't sure they had sent it off, but they're pretty sure it's melanoma. But nonetheless, he is off the vent already, which is amazing. And Crystal said he was already flirting with the nurses, so that's a good sign, I suppose. And I want to thank you all for your prayers that he got through the surgery okay. Of course, he's still got a battle ahead of him. But prayerfully, they got the tumor out before spreading any further. I hope that's true. We'll know more about it just as soon as I get an update from Chris. I'll let you all know next week. But thank you for your prayers for Johnny. Thanks for praying for the family. And Crystal said to you she loved every one of you. Now, she told me to tell you that, and she doesn't say it very often. Crystal says she loves you. She really does. She wouldn't say if she didn't. So she really cares. Appreciate y'all's prayers very much. Now, I got an email from a listener, Larry. Larry is a good friend of mine. She had been for a long time. And his wife, Julie, is having heart problems. It's skipping a beat, and she's a heaviness in her chest, and she asked for prayer for Julie. So please remember Julie tonight in your prayers. You prayer warriors, please. I've seen your prayers answered many times. Thank you for being there. And also, Jan, you all know Jan, and she calls us the program pretty often, also during Bible studies, said that Stan Deo has cancer. And you all have listened to the program before, you know who Stan Deo is. And let's pray that Stan will be healed quickly and made whole for the glory of God, because Stan is trying to serve God Almighty as best he can. So keep Stan in your prayers also, please. And this weekend, Lord willing, if the weather holds up, it's supposed to be really cold here, but I don't think it'll be bad roads. We're going to have Bible study starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern this coming Saturday morning. You can join us live if you like, and I hope you will. I truly hope you will. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. Click on live stream, and there will be, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You'll see us there. If you don't mind looking at my face, we'll be there talking to you. First half hour, as always, of course, is prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies. And that's, we enjoy that so much. We really do. We just share, okay? It's what we do. 11:30, we go into Christian Worldview News, which is current events in line with the Bible. Christian Worldview News, 11:30 to 12:30. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to do our Bible study on understanding the laws of the kingdom. Well, folks, America, the church in America, has forgotten that if you're part of the kingdom of Christ, then you're under a law system. No, you're not saved by law. You're not saved by keeping law. But you're saved by grace through faith. We know that. But you're still to obey the laws of our Creator, because He is our King and our God. Now, we're going to discuss that in some detail this coming Saturday. If you want to join us, you can, like I said. But go on the live stream, or if you don't have a computer, just pick up the phone and dial 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And you can listen to us, or you can watch us on there, or listen on there, and you can call in and share your thoughts with us, whatever you want to do. You can just put the phone on speaker. Everybody in the house can hear it. We hope you'll join us, folks. That's why we do these live. We can do it. We can record them, put them out, but I want to be there, if at all possible, live if I can. And also, the first two people to call, will get a free set of the DVD, because Jan that mentioned the prayer by Stan, paid for two free sets of DVDs for somebody. So if you want the set of DVDs, you don't have $10. You call the numbers I gave out already, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want to say the free DVDs. The first two to call, leave the name and address. Leave it very slowly and very clearly on the phone. We will get those out to you tomorrow, okay? The first two to call will get the free sets of the DVDs, America's Zombie Nation and Broken Era. And hope you'll get them. I hope you'll get them. I truly do. They're free. Just call and ask for them. Now, I went through all that. We got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. And I want you all to please, if you can, let's talk together. Let's reason together. I don't get to just sit down sometimes and chat with you like I would like if you're in the front room, but I want to tonight if I can. I know I get excited and start preaching, and I can't help that. That's just who I am. But I know that We're living in perilous times, as prophesied in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Very perilous times. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. We're seeing every day. Insanity is growing by leaps and bounds, just like prophesied in Deuteronomy 28:28. He said, I'll smite you with madness and astonishment of heart. We're watching the whole world, but I live here in the good old U.S. of A., watching things happen in this country that I would never, ever have dreamed even 30 years ago could come to pass in America. Watching men not only do evil things, but invent more evil things to do. Watching gross, gross sins, which, by the way, is a breaking of God's law. That's what sin is. Read it for yourself. Watching this multiply every day. With the help of the so-called leaders of the country, with the help of so-called church leaders, even the Pope, has now come out and said that sin is not, that homosexuality is not a crime. It's a sin, but not a crime. Well, that isn't true. The Bible calls it a crime worthy of death. but that's what you expect out of the Pope and other so-called Protestant leaders who don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We've got to understand, folks, we're told in Deuteronomy chapter 30 that we're to choose between life and death. We're to choose between blessing and cursing. That's our choice. Individually and societies, nations have to choose life or death, blessings or cursing. That is our choice. Unfortunately, in today, in the land we call America, very few people actually believe in the Bible, and very few people have any idea what being a true believer in Christ is. Now, that's just the way it is, folks. I can't change the facts. It's the way it is. It's no wonder that churches are losing attendance. It's no wonder that people have lost interest in the body of Christ, because there's no fire there. There's no life there. There's no conviction there, even in their lives, folks. The ones that go to church are no longer feel convicted about sin. They don't. Matter of fact, about 40% of the young people in America today have no religious affiliation at all. They don't care. Where 200 years ago, 90% of the people in this country, 90% thought they were Christians. They were Christians. Today, 40% of the youth in America have no religious affiliation to even speak of. In other words, they're humanist. Whose fault is that? It's really not the children's fault, folks. Read Hosea 4:6 sometime. You'll find that the Lord God said, because you've forgotten me and my commandments and my laws, I'll forget your children. That's what it says. Read it for yourself. We let it slip. We, the generation, listen, I am 8 months away from being 75 years old. That's right, 75, Lord willing, if I live that long. 8 months away from being 75 years old. Surely in 75 years, I've learned a few things. Surely in 75 years, I've seen some things come and go, good and bad. But overall, if you look at a steady decline, it's been bad. Each generation, each year, takes us further down the road to chaos and insanity. Every year, every day, actually. We're seeing America deteriorate every day. I've watched it in my life, folks, the space from the 60s on through. Up through the 50s, we had somewhat of a decent nation as far as the morals of the people. From the 60s, it started changing very, very quickly. Many false gods were brought into the country. Many devils, demons, if you will, were allowed to become active in this country. Yes, folks, they're out there. The whole, please don't think Satan's kingdom doesn't have devils involved working in people's lives and changing people's minds, running countries and nations and states. Don't think that isn't part of it, because it truly is. But in Proverbs 14, it says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin, lawlessness, breaking God's laws, is a reproach to any people. I don't care what nation it is. To approach any people. That's just a fact. From our first founders, folks, I'm talking about the Pilgrims and Puritans. They were our first founders. No, not Washington, them are, we call them founding fathers, as far as perhaps setting up a type of government. But the first of this founders nation were the Pilgrims and Puritans, who come over here at this country, in their own words, the Mayflower Compact, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what they come here for. Not to get rich, not to become wealthy and become powerful. They come here and spread the gospel of Christ. That's reading for yourself, the Mayflower Compact. That's what it says. They brought in the gospel of Christ. As a matter of fact, they come in and they were pretty much under, and people want to hear this, and I really don't care whether they hear it or not. They were pretty much led by God himself, by his word and nothing else. They were pretty much a theocracy. Because the leaders of the colonies didn't meet once or twice a year to pass laws on how to tax the people, how to take away their properties, and how to control the people. They didn't. They met to make sure that God's laws were being fulfilled, that God's laws were being upheld, and the punishment for breaking them was also upheld. Today, we don't have a punishment for breaking laws, whether it be civil laws or God's laws. As a whole, we just ignore them. Oh, yeah, murderers go to jail for maybe 10 years, some less, some little more maybe. Rapist, yeah. But now they're about ready to legalize pedophilia. Yeah, that's going to slide too. So we don't see too many of righteous laws being fulfilled. We see many righteous laws being broken. But as the Pope says, it's no longer a crime. Not only is it a crime against God Almighty, it's a crime against nature itself. But in the late 1600s or thereabouts, when the nation started being founded with our original founders, our original forefathers, the Pilgrims and Puritans who set up this nation under God's law. No, they weren't perfect. They made bad decisions like everybody else did, but they struggled and tried to rid themselves of impurities on a whole. Not all of them, of course, but on a whole, and to see that righteousness was upheld. Well, just as it was when in the book of Joshua, when the Hebrews went into the promised land, about a generation and a half, let's say two generations, after Joshua passed away, Israel fell hard into idolatry. Oh, yeah, they did. They did. Read it for yourself. Within a generation and a half, two generations, they forgot who God was and is. Well, same generation, 75 to 100 years maybe, just say 75 years, make it fair. That's the average probably of lifespan today anyway. 75 years, two generations, 150 years after the pilgrims were left in, say, 1700 to 1850, the nation started falling apart, the nation we call America. We went from a nation that come here to spread the gospel of Christ, who started out with the first compact written in America, the Mayflower Compact, was started out in the name of God. In the name of God is how it started out. We moved on to a nation that started, that they preached liberty. They wanted liberty for people. They wanted to give the people power to rule themselves. So they started out their compact with we the people. That would be wonderful. That would be fantastic. That would be marvelous if the people, we the people, were moral, obligated to the laws of God and to performing His will on this earth. If we were the people, were the kind of people that would glorify our Creator, we would have a nation still of peace and prosperity, would we not? But when you take the law of God out of the mix, when you take the dictates and the morals of God and out of the mix of society, and give the power to the people become greedy, selfish, indifferent, callous, hard. That's how we become as a nation. Even our Supreme Court has made rulings, as you know, that murdering children is a constitutional right. Now, of course, they reversed that. I understand that. But they made another ruling in 2015 that sodomites and lesbians could get married legally in this country. That hasn't been overturned yet. It could be. But the point of it is we went that far down that road. It's so far going down that road now that the people that go to church quite often have softened their views on these issues. And as Israel was, so was America. God gave His laws and commandments to Israel, folks, to set them apart from all the other nations, in order for them to be lights and a positive examples for the rest of the world. He set Israel apart with His laws and commandments, that they may follow Him and be blessed and become a powerful nation, mighty nation. They did. And being an example to the other nations around them. America was the same. America was chosen by God Almighty to bring His people in, to bring us forth as a light on a hill. To the peoples of the world, and for many years, America was that. But it wasn't long into the creation after we become a nation under the Constitution, folks. By 1830s and 40s, it started to change. It started to change. A nation split in 1861. Never has come back together, really. But ever since then, the federal government has become more powerful and more pervasive in everybody's lives. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it, tell it like it is. Just going to say it right on the line. Our Bible tells us that our great God, I am, he said, tell him, I am sent you. Well, I'm saying I am sent me. He said, I am that I am. I am your provider. I'm your protector. I'm your God. I'm your Lord. I'm your health giver. I'm everything to you. I am a jealous God. My name is jealous, he says. But since we've turned it over to man, they become our I am now, have they not? I am will see that you get a check. I am will see that you get food deed. I am will see that you get housing. I am will see that you have health care. That's who we have today. Not the God of the Bible, not the great God Jehovah. No. We turned to man as our I am. Israel started doing the same thing. Worshiping other gods. And folks, other gods do not have to mean devils or demons or statues made of rock or wood. It can be man, man's power, and man's authority that becomes our God and our caregiver and our caretaker. America was a chosen vessel in the hand of Almighty God to bring forth his gospel to a lost and dying world, just as Israel was 4,000 years ago. I'm holding my hand right now a little book. We got three of them left in the office. I'm going to try to find some more along this line. I can't get any more of these. It's entitled The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. I only have three of these left in the office, but I'm going to try to find some more if I can. Won't be maybe not the same name, but the same information. It tells you who America is. And the people that loses their heritage, that loses their tap root, so to speak, soon withers up and blows away. It's like a tree. A plant without a tap root doesn't last long. If you know the history of America and how God put our hands upon this country, and brought forth these people of this country to spread the gospel to the world, then you understand, according to the Bible, according to prophecy, who we are as Manasseh and Ephraim from the Bible. Now, you pay that preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying what I'm saying, folks. And I can prove it, I wouldn't say it. If I couldn't prove it, I wouldn't say it. Manasseh and Ephraim, basically, are America, Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, is who they are. But we've forgotten who we are. But you see, we were given so much. To whom much is given, much is required. We were given so much in America. Our founder, our forefathers, the ones that come up early on, suffered greatly in this country. They suffered. I mean, they suffered for at least a year or two to get themselves out of socialism. They tried socialism the first year or so and didn't work. They went into free enterprise. You were, if you work, you don't. And they started prospering. And ever since then, they prospered up until we turned back into socialism back in the 1920s and 30s. And it grew from there. And it started before then, obviously. But it's big time 1920s and 30s. We've seen America blessed just as Israel was, brought forth to be an example to the world, and fallen to the wayside. You know, Moses told Israel 3,000 years ago that he said, I know when on my death, you're going to become corrupt. You're going to turn aside from the way the Lord commands you, and you're going to start doing evil, and evil's going to befall you in the latter days because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord. That's why he said, you provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. That's what he said. That's in Deuteronomy, I think, 31. He said, you're going to do the same thing. Well, we were given these lessons in the scriptures, folks, to teach us not to do the same thing, but we have. Most churches today don't even keep up the Old Testament. What's the Old Testament? That's no good no more. That ain't what the Bible says. We're told that it was given to us as a lesson and a guide for the future. And we've forgotten that, and we've forgotten where we come from. And now we have no idea where we're even going. You see, we started letting things change. We took the authority away from God and gave it to man to make his own laws, his own ways. Even with the so-called safeguards that were given to us through the Constitution and other things, it couldn't last. Because the more corrupt man becomes, the more he ignores anything that's halfway righteous. Righteous at all. We see that in a nation that once knew God, that once honored God, I'm talking now about America, Israel too, but America now too, we've watched things happen that destroyed Israel 3,000 years ago. The same thing. We're watching the divorce rates go through the roof. Adultery and fornication are now more common than marriage. Fornication, shacking up, is no big deal anymore, is it? It's no big deal. Having babies out of wedlock is still a big deal. Have four or five wives, five or six different men, makes no difference. We see that happen in America, have we not? Homosexuality, sexual perversion, lesbians, and same-sex marriage, all that, folks, is coming in. Now we have drag queens, which is against the scripture in Deuteronomy 22:5. Read it for yourself. Deuteronomy 22:5. Men should not dress like women. Women should not dress like men. Now, we started doing that many years ago. Back in the 60s, we started up until the 50s. Girls went to school, they had to wear dresses. And boys had to wear pants with the shirts tucked in, a haircut. That's a fact. I was there. In the 60s, they started having unisex clothing. Then women started wearing pants, and boys started growing long hair and getting earrings put in. Now, where are we today? Been in sexual perversion up their eyeballs, where little boys and girls 5 and 6, 7 years old are told they can be either sex they want to be, and they'll be given hormones how to change their sexes. I am telling you the truth, and you know I am. And of course, now we see, oh my, tattoos everywhere you go. And by the way, tattoos are not in God's word. They're not for God's people to do. And that's in Leviticus chapter 19. Read it sometime for yourself. We started murdering our own children. I mean, we've seen all this happen. Up to the 1960s, all this was considered evil. Matter of fact, most of it was illegal. And most people didn't dare do these things openly because they would get in trouble with the civil law as well as with the church. But in the last several decades, this has not only been tolerated, it's become promoted and celebrated, has it not? In total defiance of God's laws. Women who are still in the streets over wanting to murder the babies. There was a time that would have been a shame. We have sodomites and lesbians marching down the streets naked and literally having sex in the streets in front of the children while the parents watch. And drag queens, sexual deviants, now doing halftime shows at basketball games. Oh yeah, this is true. Folks, we've watched America come to this point. We've seen her fall into all kinds of false gods. I don't care. Secularism, which is humanism, evolution, humanism, materialism, humanism, atheism, it's all humanism. It's all part of the plan. And now, as it says in Hosea chapter 8, we consider the word of God a strange thing, don't we? Even the churches do. Do you know if I taught this in most churches right now, I'd be kicked out of the churches. You know they'll be kicked out of the churches. Because, see, the church is the one who's here, according to Scripture, to go out and spread the gospel of Christ. No, take it back. Let me back up and say it again. Matthew 28, the Great Commission, does not say a word about the gospel. Matthew 28, the Great Commission for Christ, does not say a word about spreading the gospel. Back at the break, I'll tell you more about that. Don't go away. 844-769-2944.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're going to open the phone lines in a few minutes for you on call, and you can hold a minute if you don't mind holding a minute. 844-769-2944. We'll play about a 2-minute clip for you in a second, too, and watch this too very carefully, to prove where we are in time scripturally and prophetically, okay? But let me go back to finish some points I wanted to make here, if you don't mind what I'm talking about. And maybe this is some of y'all are not following me. Some of y'all maybe think I'm off my rocker, and well, you might probably not too far off on that. You can ask Marcia about that. She'll tell you I'm a little bit nutty once in a while, but I'm telling the truth because I have history to back me and Bible to back me. I can tell you the truth on this. I will never lie to you. But we're told very, 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 very clearly in the book of Jeremiah that when we turn our back on God, and I'm talking about especially about the USA, Britain, and Canada and other countries, that he said, I will bring calamity. That means harsh evil on the people. So I'll bring on the fruit of their thoughts. He said, I'll even make their thoughts corrupted. Because he said, because they're not heeding my words or the law, but they rejected it. That's what he said. He said, a calamity will come suddenly, and it's going to become harsh and hard. Matter of fact, I'll read to you a couple of scriptures out of Psalms chapter 96, Psalms 106. Now listen, folks, this is not my word. This is God's word. This is God's word. And by the way, if you want a copy of one of these, I have three of them left, the United States and Prophecy. The United States Great Britain Prophecy, $10. If you want them, you call the same number to get your free set of seminars. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You can call tonight if you like after you go off the air. Leave your name and address and say, I want the seminars. We'll send them to you. postage paid. You want a copy of one of these books, dear, let us know. We'll save one for you. You only got three of them left right now. But this is what God said in Psalms 106. Oh, my, folks. This is talking about God's people. That's us. He said, because they provoked his spirit, God's spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. This is about Moses. Then it says, they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. That is definitely America, folks. We are the land of mingled peoples. Many, many heathens have invaded this country, and we're learning their cultures. They're not learning what we once had. They served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and daughters unto devils. We've done that for 50 years and still are in some places. And shed in some blood, even the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed unto idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people. I said his people. Yeah, the church, his people, in America. Insomuch that he hated his own people. He gave them into the hand of the heathen. Folks, we're seeing Christians worldwide. But I live in America. We're seeing Christian America start to be prosecuted and persecuted because they won't bake a cake for us for a couple of perverts. We're seeing people that have been taken down. They're soon going to have hate speech in this country. It'll be against law for me to preach this on the radio. But guess what? I'll preach it anyway. You mark my words, if I live long enough, I'll be in jail for what I'm saying now. But I'll not shut up. I can't shut up. It's like Pastor Pulaski. I will not shut up. I cannot shut up. God said, I'll hate him so bad, I'll put the heathen rule over him. That's what he said in verse 41 of Psalms 106. He said, they'll be oppressed by their enemies. Because I want to be that way, God said, because they have turned their backs on me. Folks, the great I Am is still healing. The great I Am is still providing. The great I Am is still protecting his people. The great I Am is still able to save his people. His hand is not shortened, nor his ears dulled. They cannot hear our prayers if we repent of our sins. He hasn't given up. He hasn't turned his back on us. We turn our back on him. And I see very little knowledge of what I'm saying to be truthful in most places. I see very little actual concern about what I'm saying in most places. When I drive by the local churches here where I live in a little town called Nettie, West Virginia, the church I've said many times, the church I come to know Christ in, used to run 180, 200 people every week in church and Bible study and Sunday school. Now they run 15, 20. I see the big Methodist church here in town split over homosexuality. I see a lot of things now that breaks my heart. And you would think this would break a lot of people's heart, and that we think they would take it to heart and be a warning to us. We'd pay heed to what we're seeing. But we're not. Prophecy being fulfilled all around us. But I can almost promise you, now if I'm wrong, you call and correct me. Does where you go to church give you Christian worldview news? Did they tell you what's happening in prophecy and showing the events to prove it, or do they not? If they don't, you're going to the wrong place. I mean, I'm serious. What are you going there for? You keep hearing the same sermon every weekend. If you hear salvation, you're blessed. The most time, that's as far as you go. We were commanded by our God to be holy as he is holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Holiness is righteous living before God. No, we can't do it perfectly in the flesh. But we have a new spirit in us that desires to do what's right. We have a new spirit in us, a new creature in us who wants to do what's right. Yes, our flesh is still at war with our spirit. But we overcome our flesh by the power of God and by his grace and mercy. We don't break his laws because we can, because we're under grace. If we do break his laws, we repent because we know it's wrong. Because a new creation in us doesn't want us to do these things any longer. But the church has forgotten that. They've forgotten it. I'm going to play about a 2-minute clip for you now. It's about a town in California. Now this has happened other places. You'll hear this mentioned on the tape. That you're now going to start scanning your palm to pay for your goods in stores. You know what? No big deal, preacher. Okay, it's no big deal to you. But you step in the direction, another step in the direction of the mark of the beast technology, folks. It's going to be, it's already here. It's going to be demanded of us pretty soon. When they go to digital currencies, and they're going to go to digital currencies worldwide sooner or later. If you don't have this mark in the palm of your hand, you don't do it the way they want to do it, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a chip. It can be. The Bible says it can be. But read the Bible, folks, in Revelation 13. There are three different ways you can take the mark. One of them simply by complying with man right into a total idolatry with man. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 that we are servants of whom we yield our members to, our bodies to. If we yield our bodies, become part of this system. And we have. More, we certainly have. If we go all the way with it, then we're servants of Christ. We're servants of the devil. And payday is certain. Listen to this clip, please, if you don't mind. Toggle and play it, please.
Move over Apple Pay. Amazon is trying to muscle its way into your digital wallet.
Amazon is ramping up its contactless payment system nationwide that works by scanning the palm of your hand right there. Kit Doe takes it for a test drive.
So the new payment systems have been rolling out across the country for the past year. Finally, here in the Bay Area, we get our very first one, and it launched this morning.
You really gotta hand it to Amazon.
Will you be paying with your palm today?
For trying to put the future of payments right in the palm of your, you know.
Right there, perfect.
It's called Amazon One, a new contactless payment system that launched for the first time in Northern California at their store in Santana Row. To sign up, first insert a credit card and then hold your hand over the special camera. It'll scan the lines, ridges, and even pattern of veins inside your hand. The algorithm then creates a unique palm signature. The whole process takes about a minute.
And you can just hold your hand right over it?
Tommy Alas was the first person in the Bay Area to sign up.
What'd you think?
I think it was really cool. Very convenient form of payment. Just quick and easy.
Liz Gonzalez thinks the new technology could come in handy.
That was easy.
There you go.
People like me, I'm very forgetful. I always forget my credit card or my watch, and now I don't need to remember to bring my palm.
If anyone can get this popular, it'll be Amazon.
Ian Scher with CNET says all signs point to this new technology as being safe and reliable. In the past year, the company has rolled out the palm scanners to 60 locations around the country, including mobile ticketing for a concert venue in Denver and a number of Whole Foods locations. But for consumers, old habits die hard.
The reality is that a lot of introducing new technology is convincing people to use it. And how much easier is it to use than just pulling out my credit card and paying that way? But we Americans are very hesitant to jump on this stuff. And so I am curious to see whether or not it's really going to end up going anywhere with us, or whether we're going to wait until some other technology comes along.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
All right, folks, you heard it. I mean, there you heard it. I don't know what to say, except you heard it. And yes, you heard the ones that these are, by the way, this is a video. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under headline news, or look under Mark the Beast Technology. You see it on there. The two people that you heard say it's a good idea were young people. I'd say 20s, maybe. But they were tickled pink. This is how it works, folks. See, we accept all these things gradually. Oh, yeah, everything from Social Security to now this hand scan, everything from cross-dressing men and women in the 60s to outright sexual perversion today, it comes in gradually. And we tolerate it. And toleration is always the road to damnation. It really is. And there comes a time in any nation when you sin beyond redemption, folks. Individuals and nations do that. I know I had a Baptist preacher named Stephen Anderson, years ago, one of the first books I wrote, my first chapter was To Sin Beyond Redemption. He got some mad he wouldn't talk to me more, because I wrote that chapter. He got mad he wouldn't talk to me. He said, you don't believe in the security of the believer. I said, yes, I do. I certainly do. I do because we love our God and follow him, love our Savior. We're secure in his hands, but he don't see it that way. So he cut me off from him and won't talk to me any longer. But nonetheless, that is what it is. I'm not worried about how they feel about that. I'm going to preach the Bible and go about that. But we're seeing now today that people tolerate evil. So when Satan's ready to bring us in, his devils and his minions were ready to bring us in, people will gradually accept it like they always do. They accepted credit cards, didn't they? Yeah, they did. I said many years ago, credit cards are stepping away the mark of the beast. They accept it. Now they accept the payment on phone because it's convenient. Evil is accepted a little bit at a time. By the time you find out what it is, it's like cancer. You already eat up with it. Let's go to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome to the program tonight.
Brother Butch, you're going to be 75?
Come September, yes.
Wow. By listening to you, I thought you were only about 62.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that. You mentioned about marks on the body. There's also something, I can't give you the book, chapter, verse, about piercings as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, the piercing, okay. The earrings in the Testament were a sign of slavery. Somebody wanted to be a servant to a certain man all of his life. He had his ear pierced, and put through his ear, and it's pierced. That's how he was assigned. He was a slave. But go ahead.
Okay, I got a number of things here. I'll try to go through them as fast as I can. Other shortwave shows, we're talking about a U.S. House bill. Get this. Oh, you're going to love this. Condemning and outlawing socialism in American government. That's about all I can tell you about it. I just heard that on somebody else's show.
All of a sudden, you're fading out on me. I heard what you said, though. They're condemning socialism in U.S. government?
Condemning and outlawing socialism in American government.
Well, it'd be great. That'd be great, but it's going to make a lot of people mad when they quit getting a Social Security check.
Yeah. And there's a state bill here in Pennsylvania, get this. It is to supply funds so that high schools can have heart defibrillators when high school students have heart attacks.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I read that. Yeah, public schools are going to give their athletes have to have their hearts tested before they play on the teams in high school, folks. That's a fact. That's because of the good old vaccine. Go ahead, Art.
Okay. For those of you in Pennsylvania, in the Washington, Uniontown, and North areas, if you'd like to listen to Dane Wigginton on FM, on Mondays he has an hour-long program. Sometimes it seems like sometimes it's at 4 o'clock, other times it's at 5. It's at 92.1 or 92.3. I have an analog radio, so I can't give the exact... But, you channel surf a little bit, you'll find it. And also his website, if you didn't get it before, it is geoengineeringwatch.org.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, the last thing I have, we've all been hearing for a long time now, population replacement. What about here in America when you consider the 360-degree war that is being waged against this country and our people, especially consider... what's going on in the southern border situation? How about population replacement?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's true. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years, and you look at what's going on, I can't help but feel that way.
Well, that's what it is, of course. Why do you think they're trying to dilute and pollute the Caucasian race? Why do you think they're trying to destroy that?
Yep.
And I'm not being picky. I'm not trying to pick a fight. But why are they trying to do it? Why do you want to do that? Why can't they let us all work, live together, and try to get along together? But instead of trying to destroy the Caucasian, the white race, they know where we come from. This nation was founded by Caucasian Christians. That's a fact. I'm not trying to pick a fight. I'm not belittling anybody. I'm just saying they want to destroy the Christian race as far as the ones that brought to the country. Many Christians now are black and Hispanic, and that's all great. But when it started out, it was founded by people that come here from Europe that try to set forth a Christian nation. And now they want to destroy that. They want to destroy the last seeds of our heritage. You know that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all I got for you, Butch. And I hope come September we're all around so I can call in and wish you a happy 75th birthday.
you keep that up. I'm going to send you a kiss.
Okay. Take care, Butch. Thank
all right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, you're really on fire on a lot of issues tonight because it's a lot of things that you were so right on. But we have to look at the 60s also that you brought up, at the television comedy shows like Laugh-In, Love American Style that broke up morality. Having affairs is okay. You don't need the Bible for that. You saw the conditioning, what they've done through all these shows up to the 1990s to today. It's destroying the families. It's called television. That's what they have done.
Yes.
And all the biblical tonight, what we saw in 2020, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, the city's on fire. We saw that. Folks, what Butch is talking about tonight, we're not against you. We're not better than anybody else. I'm not perfect. We want to help you understand the reality biblically, what's happening. The book of Ephesians 6:12, read that. That's dealing with the new world order. It's there. That's biblical. But why don't the preachers in the churches, sadly, do not preach on that? Even in the book of Numbers, about the militia, the Second Amendment, they won't do that.
No, they won't. No, they will not. And that's what's lacking in the church today. As I said, anybody out there that knows a church where they go to, where they're teaching the news reports from Christian Worldview, let me know. I know of none that do that. If you know somebody, folks, that is, let me know. I'd like to give them a call and thank them for it. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and it's so important because people are they want to take vacations, they want to be entertained through TV, watch their Netflix, and have staring at their cell phones all day long. If everything shuts down, we get, you know, something like an EMP or the globalists launch a missile on our country and shut everything down. Nothing's working. Are you prepared? I think a lot of people are not. This is why it's so important to be prepared with storable food, proper water filters. You've got to do it, Butch. That's why, you know, amen. like New Manna Foods is one of the products that you need to go to. And get some storable food. Because look what's happening to the eggs. Oh, you know what? They're setting that up. Oh, there's just chickens not doing it. That's being done by design because they want to exterminate.
Did we lose him? Did we lose him, Todd? I think we lost Chris. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir. Come on in.
Doing some great preaching. Jesus said we got to be overcomers. In Revelation, all the seven churches.
Amen.
A lot of people think you're preaching works when you do that, but you know he wants us to strive to keep the commandments and be an overcomer.
Wait, I want to ask you a question. You're right, Bruce. I want to ask you a question. My daddy was my daddy. He was a good daddy. He was. I mean, he was good to us. He taught us right from wrong, but he had rules in the house that I had to follow. If I didn't follow his rule, he would smack my hind end. Well, why is it that I'm going to live in God's kingdom and I ain't supposed to obey him?
We got to be in strive to keep the commandments.
That's right.
The remnant keeps the commandments in the book of Revelation.
That's right.
But I want to talk about Israel attacked Iran this past week with drone strikes.
Right.
Not too many people are talking about it. This could lead to a major war, but I got an article by Gerald Celente. Listen to this. Celente warns that Ukraine, with the Ukraine war overheating, it's also in the Middle East, too. He says the United States is doing drills with Israel at a level never seen before. He just did some major drills over there in the Mediterranean. If there's a military confrontation with the U.S., Israel against Iran, you're going to see oil prices go to over $150 a barrel. This will crash the global economy. If the Ukraine war and the Middle East war explodes at the same time, everything is finished. He's absolutely right about that. It's going to crash the economies of the world. Gasoline is going to go about $15 a gallon if this gets started. But get ready.
Well, I have to say, and I said, I hope I'm wrong, I pray I'm wrong, but I do believe World War III's already started. I do believe that.
With
my heart, I believe it.
I think you're absolutely right. But this thing gets started with Iran. It's going to blow up the Middle East, and they're going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. That we're off one-third of the oil comes in out of there every day from the Persian Gulf into the Indian Ocean. And they might be able to do the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, too. They got a terrorist group called the Houthis in Yemen, where the Red Sea goes up to the Suez Canal. And it's just going to cause chaos worldwide, oil prices.
Well, if war breaks out in the Balkans and in Europe, breaks out in the Middle East, that will be a world war.
And not to mention China. They want to take back Taiwan.
Yes, absolutely.
This is going to bring in the one world beast system. They're going to, after all the chaos, become the beast, new world order. We're not far from it. Now, once it's set up, 3.5 years till the Lord comes once they set it up.
There's going to be hell to pay between that. Thanks for the call, Bruce. I got to jump, but thank you, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Bud.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that there's a comet that's been sighted just recently?
You know, aware of what now?
A comet has been sighted just recently?
No.
It's a green comet. In other words, it's for the non-Israelites. That place over there called Israelire.
Okay. All right. Well, we know that Ukraine and Israel are basically the same people, and they're moving in the same direction. That was all part of the plan. We know that. And, folks, I'm not being picky here, but most people in Israel are not Israelites. That's just a fact. I'm just telling the truth. Look it up for yourself. Tex Mars covered this many years ago. Anything else, Mick?
Israel, they are Edomites and Canaanites. That's all the heck they are.
That's what most of them are. That's the way it is. Yes, it is. Okay, Mick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. And, folks, we are seeing what we're telling tonight. I know it's sometimes really off the wall for what we've been taught for many years. We've been brainwashed for so long. It's taken me many years. I'm getting to be an old man to accept these truths and understand them. But once I start understanding them and accepting them, my way to understand God's Word become much clearer, become much more open to me. Understanding our foundation, where we come from and who we are, and taking His Word as a lesson to all of us and to me as an individual, it's helped me understand Scripture so much more. No, I certainly don't know it all. And I'm not really good at prophecy teaching, but I can see what's happening in current events to teach prophecies. That's why I call myself a New Testament prophet. I can take the Bible, take current events, Christian worldview news, which you cover this coming Saturday, and show where we are in time and where we are in prophecy. The world is wrapping up as we know it. I may not live to see it. I certainly may not live to see it because I don't know the timetable on this. But America is certainly ending up to be what was prophesied to be in Revelation 18. Payday for America is going to be worse than any payday any nation ever faced in history. And I'm saying that out of pure love, folks. Prepare yourself. Our Father is still able to save. Our God can still save through Christ our Lord. Just, you must be born again through the Spirit of Christ. Live in His kingdom in your heart and obey His commandments the best you can, folks. Love Him. He'll guide you, protect you, and serve you. I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.